Well, I think as a young grad student, I was initially surprised to hear of a white Southerner of that generation that was that deeply committed and would take a stand that forceful at that time, because, you know, she got active in the late 1940s, was very active all through the 50s, when there was a pretty high cost for blacks or whites to do that. So that was one surprising thing. I think another surprising thing, and you and I were talking about this before we started, it's like her tenacity. Like, her activism both predated what we think of as like the mass civil rights movement, and it postdated it, because she was active right up until the weekend that she died right here in Louisville in 2006. You know, Anne Braden used to like to say that she was ordinary, but I do believe she was extraordinary. That having been said, I think that her life teaches us that one person can make a difference. It teaches us the power of keeping at something. And I think ultimately her reasoning was that she just had a real passion to end racism, to end not just segregation, but the whole system of racial hierarchy that she called white supremacy.